Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
I'm surprised that you're the only one on.
Well, I am too. Maybe they're as tired as I am. We had a big cooking day, baking day, I should say. Plus less than, it was a full day. So, and they have travel to do this. But it turned out well. Each one is different. It really is interesting, depending on who the people are.
I understand. Every class is different based on who's in the class and the subject.
So right.
I relate to that as well.
I'm just thrilled that it's waking up to the mitzvah again, because it was a little discouraging after always doing it with every letter, with the letter of the alphabet, and getting them the recipes, and them coming to my home for different lessons during the year for the experience, and then I had the first workshop. I had eight ladies, and nobody really started baking challah, and that was 4 years ago. So to see the mitzvah, being asked if they want to do it,
right.
that's good. I'm glad of that.
I believe some people came on.
Right, I heard the beep.
Good afternoon.
I'm Brandy.
Good afternoon. Hi, Hannah.
So we will begin with our deep Zohar study. Tonight we're going to be starting in Pasuk 203. In section 14 of Parashat Vayera from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kut shabarichu ishkin tevid hilu urchimu ud hilu ud hilu urchimu liakda l'shem yud hei bavavhe v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananeihu. Divar acher asu, targumo avadu, uki lahawa yada, udshabrihu dihu amar, erda navire, vihakola itkale. Kameya ela arda nami darga tirachame le darga the dina the hainu yirida the ere the iayo dahai yo liashkaha alehon de mandina. The translation. Another explanation of the word asu is translated from the Aramaic. They have worshipped, which refers to the people of Sodom. He asked, did not the Holy One, blessed be He, know that he had to go down? Is not everything revealed for him? And he responds, but I will go down means to descend from the grade of mercy to the grade of judgment. And the phrase, and see, means to determine the suitable consequences, the suitable effects. My commentary. This verse is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comment. Do you understand these code words? Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think they have worshipped means that it was more than sexual deviations. It was also idol worship. I mean, it sounds like a lot of different sins that they were guilty of. But the idea that Hashem said he was go down, I would always associate that with the word Jordan, you know, with the Jordan River, means to go down. And I know when looking for Hebrew names and to have as a class project, you know, that they would learn their names, their consonants, and, you know, be more familiar with the Hebrew. One person did want the name Jordan, and I said, well, I don't think you would want that name since it means to go down, because you never want to go down, you want to go up. But at that time, I didn't know this verse that has to do with meaning that Hashem was making a decision on as a grade of mercy. In other words, the Sephirot being the grades. So to go down meant they were descending below the tree, going down the tree, not up, and going from mercy to judgment. Tested to Gevurah.
And this is not a criticism, but you're absolutely right in your commentary. But are we going down from mercy, or are we going up from mercy to get to Gevurah?
Well, I always meant going left. You know, right and left. And I have a problem with right, but you know that all the years I've stood in front of the little first and second graders and had to raise my right hand when so that they would see that side to be their left. And screwed up my brain after 25 years of doing that.
But it's a really important question. And okay. I understand what you said. Yes. But because you just changed the column, did you go from the right column to the left column? Did you?
Well, I thought that way, but I can understand with Gevurah.
Is Gevurah above mercy? Is the central column of Tiferet, which is what mercy is? Tiferet is mercy.
Okay, I was thinking of Chesed, so especially having to do with Abraham.
Of course, and that's what the verse is telling us, Chesed. But the point is, we're using the word mercy and the word loving kindness interchangeably, and they're not. Love is chesed, and I could go for hours on the subject, so I'm not going to. But what is mercy? Mercy is a combination of chesed and gevurah. Mercy is justice. What is justice that it makes it different from judgment? Judgment is an effect of the cause, which is something in the physical world. The effect of an action in the physical world brings you the return of that action. That's judgment. If it's positive, it comes back positive. If it's negative, it comes back negative. But mercy changes the boomerang law that I just described. Mercy says you did a negative action, you really should get a negative effect, but I'm going to sweeten that negative effect. So I'm going to combine the judgment with some loving kindness.
Okay.
It's not pure loving kindness because it has judgment also. And using these words are important. But everything you have said, because we all understood that that's what you meant, mm-hmm. was absolutely correct. Most of us, when we think of going down, we don't even think about the tree of life. We don't think about the tree of knowledge. We think God came down to look at Sodom. But the Zohar is reminding us God doesn't need to come down to the physical world to know mm-hmm. what's going on. He's already here in every aspect of our lives. He knows what we're doing. He doesn't need to come and see here. So it has to be something else. And this Zohar reminds us of how to think as a student of Kabbalah. To go down means to defend the tree.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Well, I just have this picture from somewhere in my head when I hear Hashem coming down, or I don't visualize him coming down or anything like that, you know, no corporal body. But it's, you know, that story or that midrash that we're told, or the season of the year of Elul, that Hashem leaves his throne of justice or judgment to the other, you know, to another side of mercy. And, you know, then goes out in the field, you know, and it's all code words, you know, it's all metaphors, because we know God doesn't come down, we know he doesn't have a corporal body, all of those things. But I guess from stories of, you know, from the past, you have those little visual pictures of sin, you know, of thinking of Hashem moving from one throne of justice to judgment, rather, to mercy. And I can understand the difference now with the way that it's worded in the Zohar.
And you're speaking for, I'm sure, almost if not everyone. Because we all have that. We have the pictures. We have the images. Most of us learned this as our 3 years old and 4 years old when we asked those lifetime questions and we got the childlike answers from our parents because they don't think we could understand it at an adult level, and we probably couldn't. But still, those pictures are false.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Kabbalah teaches us. All those pictures are false, and you need to look at those false pictures and change them. So I did ask the question, and you really didn't answer it, and it's not a reflection that you didn't answer it. Nobody answers it. When you see the tree of life, you see the right column, you see the left column, and you see the central column. Tiferet appears below the other two, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But shouldn't it be above it?
I'm sorry, you broke up that time. Should it be what?
Should it be above the other two? Should Tiferet be above Chesed and Geburah? Chesed is above Chachma and Bina.
The explanation you just gave, yes, it would be above.
But the tree shows it below.
But that's the mirror image, right?
Is it a mirror image? Or is it teaching you something else? I'm also now going to say, imagine Chesed opposite Givurah. Is it opposite, or is Geburah slightly below Chesed?
Well, you know what it is. It's that glyph that's coming to mind, so that's why we say to the left.
We all have the picture. We all have the picture. doesn't mean the picture's right. Doesn't mean the picture's truthful. That's why Rabbi Ashlag has been very clear. Don't look at the glyph. Think through to what is correct. What is right? Chesed flows down to Givurah. It doesn't go flow across. You said you were thinking that it was going across. You were going from the right to the left. And yes, you are. But it's also a slightly downward flow. Verse 204, unless you want to continue this discussion.
No, but I think that's going to be a hard image to break.
Oh, it's a very hard image to break.
Well, I go months without looking at the glyph. And then from time to time, it's like, you know, I need to go back and see it again, especially like if it's talking about the gematria of a certain sephirot, or I'm trying to think of some other parts of theme, and I'm not sure, or we'll have the words mag or sag, and not mag, but sag and ma and bin. And so I need to go back to the glyph to, you know, to see where I am for a minute. You know.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely true.
But in other words, we're saying we're not necessarily moving right to left. We're moving up and down. You can say you're moving from this sephirot to that sephirot, or from right side to left column, but it doesn't actually mean right and left side. That above and below, Hesed above with Gevurah below, or with Tiferet. Okay, so I miss it. Okay.
At the same time that you move from right to left, you also move from top to bottom.
Up to down. Uh-huh. Up to top. Okay.
Verse 204.
Going down.
No, go ahead.
That didn't mean, well, it didn't mean to me that Hashem was going down, because it isn't Hashem who's sending the judgment. It's the idea that he set a certain, his laws, his Torah, within for the system, let's put it that way. And so when we disobey the system, it's not our commandments and mitzvot. It's not Hashem bringing punishment. It's the effect of what we caused by not following what the Torah says. And so it's not really Hashem coming down. You know, it's hard to put it into words. It's the idea that's the way man would write it, because he can see. I mean, he knows everything. He's omnipresent and omnipotent. And no corporality, and you put all those together, so all these words of coming down and seeing aren't what's happening in the physical, you know, in physicality, in the physical world. But at the same time, when you read the moving from the grade of mercy to the grade of judgment, and see is even in quotation marks, then you understand this concealed meaning into those words. So, which brings you into the Sephirot. So it's, you know, never associated that with coming down. Let me put it that way too. So it's a concealed
being. I have to ask you a question
again,
because it's very important. The way you describe it's cause and effect, absolutely true. We don't have reward and punishment. We have cause and effect. Are they different? Yes, they're significantly different. But my question is, the way you described it, cause and effect is a computer.
You did
this negative action, and this is the result. It's automatic. Do you think that is the way Hashem set up his universe? You're absolutely right. That is the way the words describe. But is nature a computer that works on its program? Based on its program, whatever the coding was in the program, that's the outcome that happens. But we know we have a Bet Din that intercedes in that process. It's not a computer. There is a cause, the action we do in the physical world. And it includes our consciousness and all the location and all of the different things we talk about. Time and space, motion, consciousness, desire. But the action is the action with all of those attributes, all of those components. So it should be a computer effect. Just this, you did this, this is the result, this is the effect. But that's not the way Hashem set up his universe. That doesn't happen until there's a Bet Din, until there's a court that judges it, that evaluates it, that determines, do you have some merit that will sweeten the judgment? Do you have something that will change the direct effect? The cause and effect just moves one to the other without any cycle, without any thinking, without any consciousness. That's a computer. That's not Hashem's world. And it's important that we realize that. Just as those pictures we formed when we were children that we live with, that affect us today, 60 years later, 70 years later, 100 years later, that same picture is affecting you. And what's wrong with that? Hashem's attribute is emet, truth. The picture that is created as a child is false. But isn't there some truth in that falsehood? Yes, there is. But if there's any aspect of lie, any aspect of falsehood, you're separating yourself from Hashem. And that's why it's important to overcome those pictures and reframe them and redo them so that you do make a fuller connection to Hashem. I gave you a lot to think about today.
Of a darn mind, too.
We are out of time, but I think this is a path that's well worth hearing.
Okay, thank you.
I thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful evening. Okay. 7 o'clock classes, the questions and answers. 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, the classes. Sefer Yetzirah. Shalom Gadol.
Okay, Shalom Gadol.